Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him.
Do you know at what historic moment this hymn was played? August 10, 1941. Two famous men met to join forces against Hitler in World War II. Who were these men? Franklin D. Roosevelt, the President of the United States, and Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. They both met on the deck of a British battleship to sign the Atlantic Charter, a historic document that stated that these two countries would work together to fight against Hitler. For their church service, they chose three hymns that all the sailors would sing, and one of those hymns was Onward, Christian Soldiers. In fact, Churchill shared with the British people in a broadcast. Here's what he said. We sang Onward, Christian Soldiers, and indeed, I felt that this was no vain presumption, but that we had the right to feel that we were serving a cause for the sake of which a trumpet had sounded from on high.
Hey, boys and girls, I'm glad you're here again today. We get to study some more about being true to God, and that's what's going to happen. Remember last time we talked about Demetrius? He was a silversmith, and he would make little images of the goddess Diana. But ever since that big bonfire that the people had had, getting rid of all their magic books, more and more people were no longer buying statues or images or idols to Diana. And Demetrius was mad because his livelihood was going away. There was no one to buy his items. So we're going to find out what he did. But first, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time. We want to draw close to you. We want to learn more of you. We want to be like you. Help us today. In Jesus' name, amen. We don't know for sure, but it was probably the time of the big yearly celebration for the goddess Diana in Ephesus. Every year, people would come. But you know what? This year, there weren't as many people at the celebration as usual. Many people had stopped worshiping idols. They knew that those images made by the silversmiths were not really gods. And of course, the people didn't buy the silver images anymore. Why would you spend money for something that you don't believe in and you don't use? Well, the silversmiths were angry because they weren't earning as much money anymore. I don't know if you have ever driven through the cities, but there are sometimes signs for what's called palm readers. And palm readers are people who claim that they can tell you the future by looking at the lines on your palm. That's on your hand. And so they look at your hand and they tell you, oh, this is what you're going to do in the future, or you have some bad things coming ahead. Now, are those people of Jesus? No. Should we ever go to a palm reader to tell us our future? No. Jesus gives us hope and a future in the Bible, that we can read the Bible and learn what will happen in the future. Well, these silversmiths were not earning any more money. People weren't coming to buy their images. Demetrius was one of those silversmiths. So he decided he was going to do something about it. He called all the other silversmiths together and he said, "You men know that we get our money from selling so many idols." Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 24 and 25. Acts chapter 19, verse 24 and 25. Acts is in the New Testament. This is our first Bible verse to look up today, and we're going to look up another one a little bit in just a few minutes. Acts chapter 19, it's in the middle of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 19, and then look under that 19 for the little numbers. We're looking at verse 24 and 25. I had to turn my page in the Bible. You might not have to. I'm going to read that for us. Here's what it says. "For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, who made silver shrines of Diana, brought no small profit to the craftsmen." That means he didn't just bring in a little bit of money. He brought in a lot of money. "He called them all together with the workers of similar occupation and said, 'Men, you know that we have our prosperity by this trade.'" So he's getting them all together and he's saying, "Hey, look, guys, we all earn money by selling these shrines." Then he's going to tell them why they weren't selling as many idols as they used to. Let's see what he said in verse 26 and 27. So we just read 24 and 25. Now we're going to read 26 and 27. Here's what it says. "Moreover, you see and hear that not only at Ephesus, but throughout almost all Asia, this Paul has persuaded and turned away many people, saying that they are not gods, which are made of hands. So not only is this trade of ours in danger of falling into disrepute, but also the temple of the great goddess Diana may be despised and her magnificence destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship." Demetrius is pretty nervous. He is afraid that because so many people had stopped worshiping these idols, that not only were they going to lose their way of living, but it was going to end up affecting the temple and the worship and the services of Diana. Who did he blame for all of this happening? Paul. He said it was Paul's fault. And was it just there in the city of Ephesus? No. He said almost all Asia, that whole area. Isn't that amazing? Wow, Paul was having huge success, so much success that the people were getting nervous. They were like, "Oh no, this is not good," because their living and their God and everything, it was just, nobody was believing it anymore. Do you think that the Christians in Ephesus enjoyed the celebrations for the goddess Diana? Oh no, these celebration times were not easy for the Christians. Not only were they not participating in this celebration that everyone else was participating in, but the idol worshippers were also making fun of them and calling them bad names. Well, after Paul stopped preaching in the synagogue in Ephesus, he started teaching Christians and others in the school of a man named Trinus. And on the day that Demetrius made his speech about Diana, the Christians could have been meeting in that school. We're not sure exactly, but they could have. Look at verse 9. So we're going to go back a little bit. We're in Acts chapter 19. We're going to look back at verse 9. I'm going to read that. Acts chapter 19, verse 9. Here's what it says. But when some were hardened and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them. This is Paul. Paul departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Trianus. The people, the Jews that were there in the synagogue, they didn't like it. And so Paul left that synagogue and he was preaching and teaching in a school of Trianus. That was Trianus' school. Well, the silversmiths were angry with the Christians and they were planning to do something worse than making fun of them. They didn't want to just make fun of them. They wanted to get rid of Paul and they thought they knew where to find him. We're going to find out what happens next. Have you ever had someone make fun of you? Maybe for choosing to obey God? It can be really hard. Maybe there's bullies at school that make fun of you for praying before your meal. Or, I don't know, but it can be really hard. But did you know that Jesus is there for you? Did people make fun of Jesus? Yes, they did. Does he understand what it feels like? Yes, in fact, they killed Jesus. Jesus knows what you're going through. He knows when people make fun of you. And he's there to help you and to give you comfort and to give you peace. Now, he may not always take away the bad things that happen, but he's always there for you to turn to and he will help you. Let's bow our heads and close in prayer. Lord, we want to share your word with others. Give us the opportunity. Help us to know when we can tell others about your great love. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Matthew 4:10.
You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.
Moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pod? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful. Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.